many times can we say the pandemic has taken a huge, huge toll on our physical health, our mental health, the economy, all that? It has certainly changed the way we spend our money. And we've talked a lot about that in the last, you know, couple of years on how we spend on food, on home, on entertainment, on travel, on shopping. Interact took consumer trends, shopping trends, spending trends from the past year, and get this, they turned it into a soundtrack where you can hear our spending highs and lows. To tell us more about the sound of spending, I'm joined by Matt Houghton, Director of Digital and Integrated Marketing at Interact. Hello there, Matt.
Hi.
First, why? Where did this idea even come from? Why do we need a soundtrack of Canadian shopping habits?
Well, as marketers or as a marketer, you know, you always want to do things that really and truly feel different, or dare I say, could be described as innovative. And Interact as an organization powers all the debit transactions across Canada. So if you're paying with your bank card, using your own money, Interact is enabling that. So as a result, we have absolute piles of data that can tell a lot of different stories. And when looking at the trends through the pandemic, we started to really see this narrative play out with all of these peaks and valleys. And you know, really in the result of a sort of brainstorming conversation with our creative agency partners, this idea came up that, you know, these patterns look like sound waves. Right. And they kind of look like notes, you know, peaks and valleys. And all of a sudden we're going, well, wait a minute. What if we actually turned those data charts, like those data readings, into a song?
Well, that is the perfect setup. Let's take a listen. Here we go. Okay, Matt, so that's the sampler. What are we listening to other than just kind of like a groovy beat that we might hear in an elevator or at a shopping mall?
So you're actually listening to the sound of how Canadians spent their money from January 2019 to June of this year. And we actually built a tool that converted these data points into notes and instruments and sounds. And it really outputted this song. And, you know, we realized that in many ways, it was the anthem of the pandemic based on how Canadians were spending their money. And, you know, I know that's a fairly grand thing to say, but that's really what we did.
I love and hate this idea in the very same moment. I don't mean I hate it as a, you know, you're a marketer, but I love it because it's so unique and innovative. I don't love it because it sounds like a very cheery tune to something that was horrendous for many people. How did you think that through? Like when I think about the sound of spending during the pandemic, I think of like either the soundtrack to an action sequence of a Marvel movie, like dun, 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 or like weeping, tearing, crying classical music, oboe enhanced and strings. There is nothing happy and rocking. If I were going to pick an anthem for the pandemic, it would sound like I Will Survive or something like that.
Yeah, I hear you. We didn't want to bum people out, you know, and I think further to that, you know, when we brought this out into the world, which, you know, happened in late July, early August, and it's, you know, out there, it's on our website. You can go listen to it. We've been running ads that promote it and things like that. But you know, there's been a return of confidence that we've seen through our transactional data, you know, we're not out of this thing yet, but we've seen that positive sentiment has been emerging and how people have spent their money.
Yeah, I was in a restaurant last night. It was outside, but I had to walk through the restaurant and show my vaccine passport. So I spent on that. But then, as I was getting dressed today, I realized I have not bought new pants in years. years. Thank God I have kept my svelte figure, or I would be wearing only track pants. I'm sure you have some pretty extraordinary insights, but before we get to that, I want to ask about the personal version of this song. I couldn't bear to listen to my own. And besides, if I was going to get a personal track, you'd probably need access to my bank account to look at my particular transactions. And I wasn't quite willing to do that. Well, but tell us what I would have heard if I'd clicked on the personal track option.
So you go onto the website, onto interact.ca, and you know, you can hear the track that you just, you know, shared for your listeners. And it's, you know, it's like you said, it's this fun, sort of catchy, bouncy song that feels good and sounds good. You can then go into the Sound of Spending tool, and you don't share any of your personal information. You're not linking it to your bank account or sharing anything private. It's basically got a series of little sliders that you can move up and down based on a typical month of spending. So how you spend in different categories, you know, entertainment, household expenses, you know, rent or mortgage, et cetera. And you can really just map out your own spending habits. And then our machine spits out a custom track based on how you've manipulated the tool. So you literally get a customized song based on how you spend your money.
Where are you seeing the most confidence? Where is Interact seeing the most confidence in terms of spending?
Well, it's really been as we turned the corner in the spring, you know, from lockdown. And, you know, I think in the beginning of all of this, you know, we sort of saw our lowest notes in April of 2020, like everything dropped off a cliff, you know, restaurants, travel, entertainment, you know, we saw that everything dropped by, you know, about 35%. And then you'd see grocery spending was peaking in March. You know, everyone was running out and buying toilet paper and canned goods and thinking the apocalypse was coming, right? But what we've seen in recent months is that everything is just starting to rise again. Like people are starting to emerge. To your point, you know, you went to a restaurant, you're thinking about maybe buying a new pair of pants. Mm. So we're seeing shopping spending rising 37% in June. Entertainment spending is starting to rise most recently by 14%. And, you know, what we're reading from that is just that people are feeling more confident. They're re-entering the world and starting to spend money again in different ways. And there were lots of low notes at these more down periods, you know, when things were pretty dour and we were in states of lockdown and you just couldn't do things. You couldn't spend money in a lot of ways. But then we saw a lot of unusual things happen too, like, early in the pandemic in May of 2020, home improvement spending rose by 186%, you know, and I think everybody's heard that anecdotally, you know, people are renovating their homes and condos because they don't know what else to do. So there's just been this very interesting storyline through the whole thing. And, you know, I think for us, like as a company that enables payments and transactions, data is a very cold thing, but like music is very emotional, right? So we felt that this could create something really relatable and just enjoyable for people to listen to.
If you ruled the world, who is the vocalist that you would have put the words to the beats that this sound wave provides? Is it Drake? Is it Jan Arden? Is it Shawn Mendes? Who is it?
You know, I'm going to go with Neil Young.
Neil Young. Nice. I'm so glad you kept a Canadian there. And make me think you're 75 years old, but also could just be retro tastes.
I'm the world's youngest Neil Young fan.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
Matt Houghton is the Director of Digital and Interactive Integrated Marketing at Interact.